Welcome to the Ike Packers podcast.
Go Pack Go.
Watch the season ramp up. Training camp is back. Yup.
Go Pack Go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. It's training camp week. Yup. We're here. We've made it. Packers fans, we're diving into a training camp preview, some position battles, some players to keep an eye on, and more. Thank you for tuning in. Let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. My name is Alex Eichstead. I'm your host. And Packers fans, thank you for tuning in from the over 100 plus countries listening to this show. We have made it. We have made it to training camp. Training camp is this week, Wednesday, July 26, kicking off officially. I know I am absolutely hyped. I hope you are hyped as well, because Green Bay football, fresh new look team. Training camp is going to be exciting. This fall, a lot is going to be made in you know, the first couple weeks of the season about in terms of how many people are tuning in, how the team looks, and we want them to come out looking good. So all eyes on training camp. It's not so much the remember the Titans training camp anymore, where guys were not even touching footballs. Maybe you've seen that movie with Denzel Washington. You know, they're in the mud. They're competing against each other, slamming each other for positions. It wasn't Buzz Williams, the Marquette basketball coach, hell week, quote unquote, anymore. The pro level, it's kind of turned into a bit of an air show. It's an air show, right? They're still flying, they're still competing, these players, but it's a bit of a show. And so expect a lot of content into your feed, a lot of good stuff. But believe it when you see it on the football field at real game speed with the pads on. There's not so much pads in the NFL practices as there were in the past. So training camp, you know, some important things to me. Stay healthy. Especially I'm looking at you, 69, David Bakhtiari. I want you healthy for week one. No ifs, ands, or buts. And the reason I want him healthy, Packers fans, I stumbled upon this very disturbing fact this week. I didn't want to post it off like Packers because it was so painful to read, but I'm going to say it here on the podcast for you. And it's almost an indictment on our general manager, Brian Gutekunst. David Bakhtiari's cap hit, not this season, but next season, is $40 million. That's right. A 90 overall left tackle that has played hardly any games the last few years, who has a questionable knee, his cap hits $40 million next year. And if the Packers decide to release David Bakhtiari next season or trade him, Green Bay is still on the hook for $19 million in dead cap money. That is brutal general managing. And I think I saw something similar. You know, Aaron Jones is in a very tough situation for Green Bay. There's going to be a lot of dead money whether he stays or goes in that situation. It really shows that the Packers mortgaged the future almost blindly when they had Aaron Rodgers as quarterback. They really went for it. Now the Packers are going to start to see some of those repercussions, but luckily the Packers have a chance to get a first round pick out of the Aaron Rodgers trade. But this year, the money's tight. Jordan Love's going in with a brand new offense. Outside of David Bakhtiari, who I hope is starting at left tackle, Elgton Jenkins will probably be there at left guard. Outside of those guys, I mean, you got Christian Watson and Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, but you really got your backfield if you're Jordan Love. You got your left guard, your left tackle, and your backfield as veteran players in this roster. Then you've got, you know, a center, a right guard, and a right tackle with some experience, but we'll see how that shakes out, that line on that right side from training camp. That's a position group to keep your eye on, Packers fans, but also the receivers and the tight ends. Christian Watson is a lock, clearly the most talented receiver on the roster. But who is number two? Who's number three? And who's number four? We've been putting out these polls. We might have to run it again. Is Romeo Doubs going to be the lock at number two? Is he actually going to get more snaps than Christian Watson? Probably not, but who knows? Jaden Reed or Samori Toure, who's going to start at the slot position? Is Toure's experience just too much for Jaden Reed? Or is his athleticism and speed the deciding factor? We'll see how that shakes out. Also, tight end room. Great position battle to keep your eyes on, Packers fans. I think Luke Musgrave has been the shoe-in for TE1 just because he's been drafted higher. And that's kind of how it goes. If you're drafted higher, you are typically going to be TE1 for the team. So Tucker Kraft is going to have to outshine Musgrave from a more physical standpoint. I think a lot of comments have been made about Musgrave's speed. So physically, Tucker Kraft is going to have to do work at the pro level. We'll see how that position battle plays out. Who is truly TE1 and getting the most snaps? That'll be interesting. A couple other, you know, positions to watch on offense. You can watch the quarterback position. Jordan Love's going to be fun. He's going to be fun to watch in preseason and in training camp. Get ready for the content. I'm hyped. You should be too. If he does great, Jordan Love jerseys all over the world. Packers fans, happy all season. A new era of success and winning has begun. The tradition continues. Who's his backup, though? Is it going to be this Penn State guy, Sean Clifford? As a graduate of a Big Ten school who watches every Badgers-Wisconsin football game, his college tape was not what I thought, you know. I don't feel too comfortable if he becomes the Packers starting quarterback at all. And he's a good short passer, but you need arm strength in the league. Jordan Love has arm strength. That's kind of what I think Aaron Rodgers' biggest changes were as a quarterback, was his mobility and his arm strength. And that kind of like makes you prone to, you know, injury, prone to, you know, turnovers, prone to sacks, just big plays for the defense. I think Packers fans are going to be very pleasantly surprised when they see Jay Love's throw power and evasiveness in the pocket. I know I'm looking forward to seeing both of those too. But the position group is, you know, the third running back too, right? Like who's the third running back? Does it really matter for the Packers? My question is, what is A.J. Dillon's expectation? Think about it for a sec. He's a second-round running back. This is a big year for him. Aaron Jones needs the ball because of the contract he's on and because of just his reputation of balling 1,000 yards, touchdowns, expect that. But A.J. Dillon has kind of gotten away with being the young guy in the number two. And I don't know if he should get away with it this season with Jay Love. Like, how nice would it be if A.J. Dillon had a season where he averaged over 5 yards a carry, like Aaron Jones has been doing? Like, if A.J. Dillon could do that, this Packers team will have a playoff odds, right? Like, that's how A.J. Dillon can single-handedly make the Packers a much stronger team. He's running the ball for 5 yards a carry. That would be fantastic. I don't know how well he's going to do that. On the defensive side, 8 first-rounders now that Joe Barry is going to be working with. If he can't have a top, you know, formidable, like top 12 defense, I mean, Packers fans, do you believe in Joe Barry? Do you believe in Joe Barry? I kind of want to tweet that out. I kind of want to tweet that out and see what people say. Because the nice guy in me wants to say yes. But then again, it is Joe Barry we are talking about here. Joe Barry, let us know what you think, Packers fans. We'll be putting that one out for sure. He's really the test here because the defense has the talent. Bringing back, a lot of talent. Maybe there's a battle on the safety position behind Darnell Savage, who seems to be a lock. You then have Rudy Ford. And you have Jonathan Owens, I think, going to be fighting it out for the other safety starting position. Also, the third edge rusher. Who's going to be the third guy? And who's going to be getting a lot of snaps behind, Preston Smith in the edge rushing? Is that going to be Hollins? He's a surprise candidate. He was picked off of waiver wires in 2022. Kingsley Enagbare, I think he is productive. He'll still, probably get packages. Is he going to get the majority of the snaps? Lucas Van Ness standing up? Maybe. Or will Sean Gary come back an absolute beast with a vengeance to get what is rightfully his? I would love that. That is something Rashawn Gary can single-handedly, put this team in the playoffs. Like in terms of team players that can really get the Packers into the playoffs, I'm not going to put that on Jordan Love this year. If Rashawn Gary comes back week one and goes off for like 15, 16, 17 sacks, the Packers will have a pretty good defense and probably have a decent shot at making the playoffs, winning the division. If A.J. Dillon averages 5 yards a carry on a decent amount of carries, creating a 1-2 punch with Aaron Jones, allowing Aaron Jones to play in the slot, probably the true slot receiver, Packers fans. That's something we can circle back on right now. Jaden Reed, Samori Toure, I brought that up earlier. But what about Aaron Jones? Is he really going to be in the slot a lot? Moving out of the backfield, dual back sets. I think that's how A.J. Dillon can single-handedly maybe get the Packers in the playoff. But on defense, it's going to come down to Joe Barry. He's got talent. He's got 8 first-round picks. Hard to believe the Packers spent that many first-round picks on defense and have a 17th overall defense. I mean, at that point, you might as well start taking offensive players. Truly. It's like you've gone red and black, right? And they say that the last bet doesn't affect the next one. But if you see red or black 8 times in a row, and you're still not really, if you're always going black and you're not really walking out of there winning, well, eventually someone should just tell you should choose red a little more. And I think that's like the Packers, I hope they plan to do is, choose some offensive talent, because that's where it still looks thin to me. The training camp, I think these guys will get hyped up, but my fear is that they're going to be eaten alive in the regular season with press coverage, with top-of-the-line corners, with no more Aaron Rodgers, with, trying to gel with Jordan Love. We'll see how it goes, Packers fans. I think it's going to be super, super exciting. We also have a little bit, more fun news, because this team's training camp aspirations can be make the playoffs. We've been saying that a lot, where the Packers, their goal is to make the playoffs. They're never considering a rebuild. Brian Gutekunst made that really clear. He says, we never think about rebuilding. This is a reload. This is trying to make the playoffs. And here's a couple X factors, Packers fans, and how, just like I said about A.J. Dillon, Rashawn Gary, here's another player. Keyshawn K9 Nixon. He's another guy that can really help the Packers make the playoffs. If he starts the season the way he ended last season, hello, easy points, Jordan Love in the offense. Hello, good special teams play, which opens up the game. It just hypes everybody up when you see someone run back. It can light the whole crowd, the whole team from the get-go. Packers are notoriously bad at starting slow. Predominantly because they didn't have a kick returner for so long. They had Amari Rodgers back there. How are you supposed to hype up the boys with a decent return? It was always like, okay, when Rodgers trots out, that's when everyone kind of tunes in. Because the Packers had nothing back there. Now they've got Keyshawn Nixon. He becomes an X factor. He can really help the Packers make the playoffs. I think we'll have to see how it goes on the offensive side. Jordan Love, training camp as QB1, should make for some great interviews and great player moments when he's taking, you know, when he's the quarterback riding the bikes out. Packers fans, made me think about who was the first quarterback you remember, like, interacting with the Packers fans during training camp. For me, that was Brett Favre. Favre, sticking the culture, and as big of a cultural influence Favre had, truly, the reason that team won the Super Bowl. I saw a photo of this man the other day, and every once in a while you see a photo of this man, and you're reminded that this was the reason. Reggie White. Monster. He was huge. He was stronger than everybody. He was an absolute beast in the physical dominant sense. When I look at the Packers right now, that is something that some teams have in the form of Myles Garrett, Aaron Donald. You could even argue, you know, maybe a couple other players around the league. I think Chris Jones for sure from Kansas City. He's an absolute monster. These are the players that really make a difference when it comes to winning a Super Bowl. And I don't think the Packers have that player yet. Keep an eye on Devontae Wyatt. Keep an eye on Kenny Clark. Keep an eye on the defensive line this season. Because if they don't have truly a game wrecker down there, you might as well not pay the guys the big dollars unless they're their game wreckers. So that'll be an interesting camp battle as well. See how the defensive line shakes out, where Lucas Van Ness finds his home. That will be absolutely exciting. What uniforms do you want to see this season, Packers fans? I know personally, I love the green and yellow throwbacks that the Packers rolled out last year. Predominantly, they're like green. It's kind of a different green than the Packers green. And then they have the yellow helmets. And these look really clean. They're up on Ike Packers. We ask Packers fans, what do you stand on these uniforms? And Gerald P. Port says, love them. Brad says, meh. Chris Wagner says, yes, tired of the same old thing every year. Nolan Monty says, best alternate uniform in Packers history. That got 15 likes. Dan Foch says, pass. Rev Trev says, love the jerseys. In fact, I bought one, and I happen to be wearing it right now. I throw a G on the helmet, and I'd say it's perfection. So, yeah, these have no G on the helmet. This is just a pure yellow helmet. Matt Arndt says, love them. Favorite alts we've had in years. What are your favorite Packers jerseys? Think about that question while I read out some of these responses. We have Dave Helbing, who says, best unis. We have AgriVoltic Solar Joe, who says, dislike when pant color matches the jersey color. That's an interesting take. That's a bit of an opposite take. It's kind of became a trend in college football with the color rush jerseys that then took over the pros as well. Packers all-white color rush was filthy. That's one of my favorite alternates. I've always loved the all-white. Shout out to all the Real Madrid footballers who know where that comes from. All-white, clean, class. You don't want to go up against that. You really don't want to go up against all-black either, like the Ravens, Steelers in their prime. So a lot of people liking those ones. The ones that got the attention of Keyshawn Nixon, who really wants, he says, I want to wear these so bad, are the Packers uniforms with also the yellow helmet, right? So this is an yellow helmet again, no G on the helmet. But it's the blue and yellow jersey. They almost look like Michigan, and then there's some real gold pants. So gold, blue, and yellow. Go check out Ike Packers if you don't know what these are. They wore these a couple of years ago. Keishan says, I want to wear these so bad. He thinks they're filthy. We asked Packer fans, where do you stand on these ones? And people were a little more harsh on this one, saying thumbs down, trash, good, but just don't bring them back. Whoever does the Bucks alt jerseys need to help the Packers. Shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks. They have some sick jerseys. P and Knepper says, like them. Seth, he's calling it dog trash. Aroused Tortoise says, next to them while looking at them in the trash. DJ Baller says, ugly. Les Hines says, I hate them. Tony Preston says, not good. Dak says, they are way better than these. And he posted a photo of Rodgers with the circular yellow and the 12. I mean, the Packers, the thing about Green Bay, and I'm sure Packers fans, you feel the same way. It doesn't matter what jersey they wear. The franchise oozes swag. And is it the green and gold? I think a big part of it is green and gold. I think when that's your base color and it's so iconic, you can wear like some goofy alternates from the history that you have, right? You're a history-rich franchise, and it's still swaggy. A lot of the new franchises, they may have the tech, but they have no culture and history in that sense, and Green Bay just looks better, even if the jerseys maybe don't look as clean or futuristic. A lot of people did not like these blue ones, saying never again. Go let us know what you think, Packers fans. Go check those out. Those are some good, fun polls. I think, training camp will have content for you. We'll have some updates. I'm sure we'll have some great interviews and great first impressions. But here we are. Here we are. We made it through the offseason. I know I want to thank a lot of people for sticking with us because it's a long offseason. Not a lot of football, and it necessarily hasn't been easy transitioning from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love for a lot of you. Still yet to be determined for me and probably many of you as well. But, hey, we're fully behind Jay Love. I think he can be spectacular. He's got the tools. He's got the team. Little concerned about the offense, but let's see how it goes. Packers football right around the corner. Let's dive into training camp. Thank you. We will talk to you next time. If you like today's show, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That's the number one way you can help us grow. If you want to start your own podcast, reach out to us. Welcome to ike@gmail.com. We'll get back to you. Give us a description of what you're looking for. And, Packers fans, if you could just text this to somebody and say, training camp is back, follow this podcast, that would be spectacular. That would be, such a good way to help the show, such a good way to give back. We plan on doing giveaways. We plan on ramping up. You know how Ike Packers is when the season's absolutely going nuts. A big playoff run, that's the goal. We're going to be there every step of the way. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Go Pack Go. This episode of the Ike Packers podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go.
Falls moving, I'm back to my old ways. Aim real high, foul, cargo to the Barclays. Style moving, Nordic like the Baltics, and we offshore. Hit them with the red or then with the encore. In the Caribbean, and I'm waiting for the Concord. Feeling like the weekend when we linking up these days. Serve them like the Bucks, and we sweep them boys off court. Yada, 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 MVP going encore. Hopped over the pond, I'm out in Norway. Hitting melatonin, ain't no time for the jet lag. Just hit my check and I put it in the market. Well, then I post up, then I spark it. Ain't no hoes in the videos. We're the reals that they seen before. I just landed in the north, yeah. In the fjords, in the cold, yeah, it's all I know. In the north, yeah, in the cold, yeah. I can't help that my heart's cold. No, no, I can't help that my heart's cold. No, no, yeah, you turn that shit just to stone. Yeah, yeah, I'm more like ice,
ice.
Yeah, got the fire went inside. I look at you and I know it's my time.